Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. We've taken a couple of days as an aside. I would say it's a rabbit trail from our Titus 1 discussion, but it's really within the spirit of the whole church leadership model that Paul is introducing to Titus, who is trying to teach these Cretan pastors and churches the how to be leaders and what kind of leaders to look for. But what lacks is a true structure. And it's a great thing that it's lacking, because Paul didn't believe in putting structure over the church, but rather allowing the Holy Spirit to lead the leader and the Holy Spirit to lead the people, not so that the leader could be their little Jesus, but so that he could help them in their development. One of the most famous passages in the New Testament, and we quoted it a few days ago, but I want to read it today, is from Hebrews 10, where the author in the 25th verse says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." But the lead-in verse doesn't get read, but it's the first part of the sentence. It's verse 24. "Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together." So part of that trilogy of "let us," I did a Hebrew sermon a few weeks ago called Hebrews, "Let us times three." There's three lettuces, not the vegetable, but L-E-T-U-S, two different words in Hebrews 10. Let us draw, let us hold, let us consider. In verses 22, 23, and 24 of Hebrews 10. The "let us consider one another" is the culmination of that little passage on holding fast your confession. And once you know who you are in Christ, then you consider your brother or your sister, and you build up your brother or your sister. And part of the building, you stir up love, you stir up good works as you build them up. And you do that by assembling or synagoguing together. I said something 2 days ago on the podcast. I brushed it, but I didn't get good into it. And let's do it today. I said, if you're assembling or synagoguing together, but there's not anything not being built up, quit wasting your time. And I want to reiterate that. I'm not backing off of that. If you're assembling for the sake of assembling, but there is no one being stirred up to love and good works, you are not exhorting one another. You don't leave feeling exhorted. Exhortation is to build up. Then you need to find something else to do during that time. Maybe that's the time when you find someone that needs exhorted and you meet with them over lunch, or you have them to your house. And it's not just sitting around a table and you reading three verses and, you know, preaching at people, but literally getting into their lives, becoming a part of building them up, exhorting them so that they can grow and be who they are destined to be in Christ. The apostles do not say, go meet here 3 times a week, 2 times on Sunday, stay an hour, sing, testify, give offering, pray for the sick, have sermon, have an invitation, go home. No, they say, don't forsake synagoguing together. Don't forsake coming together for the purpose of stirring one another to love and good works, to exhort and to build up one another. This is the reason that we gather. This is the reason that we assemble. It's the purpose behind what we do. Okay, I got that off my chest the last few days. So tomorrow we will go back into Titus 1. And we will work the end of that first chapter. And we're going to try before the month of October is out to be ready to go into chapter 2, which holds some amazing truths. And we'll do that together. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.